The Golden State Warriors are the 2022 world champions, their fourth world title in 8 years. Stephen Curry wins finals MVP. We're going to just talk about all of it. It's a celebratory show. Hall of Famer Rick Barry joins me. This is Locked On Warriors.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you for making Locked On Warriors your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Arcade 1UP. Locked On is partnering with Arcade 1UP to give away three NBA Jam Shaq machines. Stay tuned for later in the show to learn how to enter. You can follow Hall of Famer Rick Barry on all social media platforms at Rick24Barry. Sir, 47 years ago, you were hoisting your own world championship trophy. You were hoisting your own finals MVP trophy. And tonight, your former team is doing the same. Stephen Curry is doing the same. Give us your feedback, your reaction on a much closer game than I was anticipating, given how it started, and just how you think they are feeling, given you've experienced the exact same thing.
Well, first of all, I'm so happy for the team, especially for Steph and for Clay. What Clay has gone through to get back to this point is remarkable. And for Steph, because of all the criticism he receives from these people, as to, well, he has his legacy, whatever. Steph Curry is the most amazing point guard that's ever played the freaking game. There's never been one like Amelie. Nobody shot the ball like him. The guy's just great. And look at the way he bounced back from the horrendous game. And I was just so happy that the team was able to win, to show everybody that, hey, you win as a team.
Yep.
That win. It's not individual. I was happy for Draymond, who I thought did a terrific job other than the turnovers. You know, Clay did not have a great game, didn't shoot the ball all that well. But the team itself did a great job defensively to get back in, being down 14-2 on the road in a hustle environment. They showed their poise. They came back. They took care of business. Looked like they were going to blow it open in the third period. But that's happened so often, Cyrus, in this series. They lose their freaking focus. They stop passing and moving. They took in shots with no passing and bad shots. Right. And they let the team back in the game and gave everybody hope. And someone said, oh, my God, here we go again. But their experience and their poise and guys came through. And you can't say enough about Andrew Wiggins and what he did.
Yes.
And did a great job for him again off the bench. Get the Peyton the second. Again, a great team effort with Steph being the guy and deservedly getting the most valuable player award for the team in a terrific victory. I mean, to win two games on the road in a championship series is not an easy thing to do. So God bless him for that. I'm very happy. And personally, selfishly, I'm extremely, extremely happy because Leandro Barbosa, who you know I love, where I'm coaching starting this weekend, if they had
won,
he wouldn't be available to me. He would have missed the game, the first game of the So I'm grateful for that. So, hey, Leandro, don't stay up too late tonight, man. Get some good sleep, get back home, and get yourself to Chicago on Saturday for practice.
Oh, that's incredible. I did not realize the bit. And for people who are unfamiliar with what you're talking about, you're referring to the big three. It's the 3-on-3 basketball season and league, and that starts right immediately after the NBA season. But I just forgot about that. I totally spaced. And Leandro Barbosa is one of your teammates for the Ball Hogs. I believe that's your team name.
He's our team captain this year.
Incredible. Yeah. And so the season starts this weekend. Where are you playing? Like, what's the city?
Chicago. I mean, three games are in Chicago on Saturday. We don't play Saturday. We play Sunday. Three games are on Sunday. So it's worked out perfectly now with them winning. But had they lost, then I miss out on Leandro. Would have had to play with four guys, and Leandro was my best player last year. So I'm really grateful. I mean, he's such a great person. I can't even express adequately what a wonderful human being he is and how great coach. I mean, I told him after one game last season when we won, I said, Leandro, and I have one of the greatest pictures of the two of us with our heads together. Somebody snapped a picture, and I love it. I show it to everybody.
That picture. Love it. And, yeah, people could see that picture on your Instagram account. Again, all your social media accounts have the same handle, Rick24Barry, and you posted that picture there. Sorry to interrupt. Continue, sir.
No problem. So what I said to him when our heads were together, I said, Leandro, if I was coaching in the NBA and I had 15 players with your attitude and were like you, I think I died and went to heaven.
Yeah, absolutely right. I want to, by the way, I want to give love to my wife who's in the house right now. I am a lunatic when basketball playoffs start, and when the Warriors are a dynasty like this, I go next level insanity. So I want to thank my wonderful wife for putting up with that, and my family for putting up with that. Well, then they have some relief that the season is over. Sorry, sir. What were you saying?
I said, she's probably, the family's happy that the season's over so that you can get a husband and take care of business.
Yes, absolutely right, sir. Yeah, so I do sincerely thank you, Aaron. You are the best. And I'm just playing all the chat questions that are coming in here right now. You know what? Let's talk about Stephen Curry. Like, you know, you won the finals MVP, and I feel like you got screwed over for a lot of regular season MVP awards for a myriad of reasons. You earned it, I think, you know, from... When I look back at all these box scores and all the articles I've read, it seems like you should have won three MVPs. And correct me if I'm wrong on that number, but
the only one I get screwed out of is really was the one when we won the championship. And that's because for some reason, what the hell? Sometimes the NBA comes up with the stupidest ideas in a row. They decided to let the players vote. Oh my God. I mean, how in the world let the players vote for MVP? Because personalities come into it. Guys don't like somebody else. I went out there to kick somebody's ass. I didn't go out there to make
You know, but the reason why I say all that is because I think Steph has experienced, you know, a certain level of disrespect as well in his career, largely because he didn't win the finals MVP for the first three titles. I think that his size plays a part in the way people judge him, given he's 6'3". How do you think he's feeling right now? I mean, he's admitted that this is important to him. But what do you know what that feels like to have this level, this heavy of a monkey finally taken off your back?
Well, I can't speak for him. I think you can tell that it was very emotional just by his reaction in the game. I mean, he burst into tears. He was kind of laughing, smiling at the same time and crying.
Yeah.
And had a very emotional time for it. It means a lot. And he responded admirably. I don't think he needed to win MVP of a final series to put a final stamp on his greatness. I'm a huge Steph Curry fan, as you know, and I just love watching him
play.
He's an amazing player. He really is. He's an anomaly. He's never been a guard like him in the history of the league. Nobody shot the ball like he has, can do the things that he does in the manner in which he does them. So
correct.
I'm absolutely thrilled for him. And again, for Clay, I mean, you know, Clay had his up and down series. He came through in some games when they needed him, but other people stepped up when he was struggling. But you notice how many minutes the guys played. You know, Steve wasn't screwing around. He wanted to win this game. They played a lot of minutes some of their top guys. And I was really happy for Draymond. Other than the five turnovers I mentioned earlier, he had a terrific game. He had his hands on a lot of balls. He did a great job. Rebounds, 8 assists, scored 10 points. It was 2 for 5 from 3-point range, for heaven's sake.
What do you think was going on with that? I was tweeting about that during the game, that this was easily his best game of the series, like hands down. What do you think the reasons were for his struggles in this series? Because until game 6, he was not typical Draymond Green, but you're right. He had a fantastic game tonight, came 2 assists short of a triple double. Yeah. What was going on there? What do you think was limiting him? Was it Boston?
No, I just think that he lost his focus at times. And this happens, you go through stretches like that. But hey, when they needed him in this game, he was there. He was also last game when they won. The last two games that they won, he was a factor. There's no question about it. And again, he's not the guy that you rely on to get the points for you. That's for other people to get the job done. I mean, Poole, Gracie did a great job when he came in the game. And probably the most consistent player, Steph had the one bad game only, but the other most consistent player on the team, without question, you know, was Wiggins. I mean, Wiggins really showed something in this series, and it just gives you great hope for next season to think of how good these guys can go from here. And you get Wiseman back. Who knows? They're going to wind up picking up some people. Iguodala will probably call the end of his career. Just like what the great teams did, what Jerry West did when he was running stuff with the Lakers during Showtime. They brought in new people to keep the team at a high level. The same thing that happened in San Antonio that they were doing down there when R.C. Buford was doing that. And he needs do that with the Warriors and keep adding to it. You can't be status quo. But right now, you know, the way Poole has developed, the way Payton II has come through and played well, and if Wiseman becomes the kind of player everybody anticipates him to be, there's no reason why the Warriors shouldn't make a good run at it again next season.
Oh, listen, we'll talk about that in just a moment, because you're right. As crazy as this sounds, and given the Warriors just won the 2022 World Championship, this team could be potentially exponentially better next year. I mean, it's really wild to think about how much better they could be, but we'll talk about that in just a moment. I first got to give love to Built Bar, a longtime sponsor of this program. Rick, did you ever track those Built Bars down? I shipped them to you about like a month ago. I don't know if they ever made their way to your mouth or to your hands or anything. Did you ever find them? I don't know. I hope so. No.
I have to ask my wife and see if she got them. They may still be in Florida because we're back in Florida right now.
Well, let me know if you ever try them. I'd love to get your feedback, because I personally found my favorite flavor, and that's the Built Bar chocolate peanut butter granola, which has a little less density to it. It's just slightly less chewy than the other Built Bars. But again, the beauty of Built Bars is you're eating a yummy snack. It's covered in 100% real chocolate. You're only dealing with a really small amount of sugar, and sugar is just a horrible toxin for your body. On average, a Built Bar only has 4 grams of sugar, whereas your typical candy bar has, on average, I think, 30 grams of sugar. You're also dealing with low calories, and again, it packs a punch when it comes to protein. On average, 17 grams to be precise. And again, the protein that comes in a Built Bar is collagen protein, which your body absorbs more efficiently. It provides tons of health benefits. Eat something that tastes good and is good for you. The Golden State Warriors ate their Built Bars, and look, they won a world championship. Actually, don't quote me on that. I don't know if they actually ate Built Bars, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did. Go to Built.com. Use the promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off your order. Again, the promo code is LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
We here at Locked On have an important favor to ask you. We put together a survey so we can learn more about listeners like you and make your favorite Locked On podcast even better. This is your opportunity to tell us what you like and don't like about Locked On Podcast. Go to lockedonpodcast.com/survey right now to get started. It won't take very long, and everyone that completes the survey can qualify for a chance to win one of 10 $100 Ticketmaster gift cards. To take your audience survey, go to lockedonpodcast.com/survey. Thanks for your help. You can follow Hall of Famer Rick Barry on all social media platforms at Rick24Barry. Let's talk about the future, because when you look at this roster, it's got a fascinating mix. You have to give mad respect and kudos to Bob Myers, Steve Kerr, and anyone else involved in constructing this thing. Joe Lacob, obviously, and Peter Gruber, the owners, who are funding this whole operation. But you look at this team, and on one hand, you have the veterans, the core, the true leaders. And, you know, Stephen Curry's turning 35 next year, but he doesn't have a lot of mileage on those tires. Draymond Green and Klay Thompson turn 33. You know, that's not old. You know, I could see quite a few years remaining of peak production from these players. And then you have that kind of middle ground, the Gary Payton II, who the team needs to re-sign. Andrew Wiggins, who has 1 year remaining on his deal, but I think he's proven he deserves an extension. And I'd love your thoughts on that. And they're in the late 20s kind of age range. And then you have these youngsters like Kuminga and Moody and Jordan Poole, James Wiseman, who are not, some of them aren't even 20 yet. These are kids practically. What are your thoughts on the future? And on that note, do you think the Warriors should offer Andrew Wiggins a contract extension? Your thoughts, sir?
Well, on the last one, definitely, after the way he performed in the last two series. I mean, they might not be the champions of the 2022 season if it wasn't for Wiggins. He was an integral part of their success.
Yes.
And matured and played with a confidence. You know, and even when they were making that run back, he hit a huge three from the corner after Warriors had struggled and missed a ridiculous number of three-point shots. They wound up shooting over 40% from threes. That was one of the big factors. And they took a lot more threes than the Celtics did, who also shot around that area. But yeah, for sure. And like you mentioned, all those other young players who have a chance to be good. Moody and Kuminga have a chance to be really nice players. And
right.
Wise, you know, a great prospect for them. So, and Peyton has showed that he's an older guy now, but man, he just worked his butt off to get in there and prove that he's a valuable player. Does a lot of good things. I loved it when Andre Iguodala talked to him a little bit, because he made a couple of silly fouls to things. Given the
yes.
This is why you have veterans on your team. This is how they learn. Also, a great comment was made by Mark Jackson. I always agree with the things that Mark Jackson says, but I agree with this one 100%. And that was the fact that he said, for Jordan Poole to have to play against Steph Curry in practice and be around him has helped him so much to learn so much about the game, because Steph Curry has made himself into one of the greatest point guards in the history of the NBA, who came into the league with not very much fanfare and not many people thinking he was going to be anything special.
Yep. You're absolutely right. What about James Wiseman? Yeah, what are your thoughts on Wiseman? I mean, do we give him another shot?
No, of course they have to. I mean, he's got size. He's got length. He's got agility. He's got mobility. He's got speed. He's got a nice form on his shot. And in the little limited time that we saw him on occasions, he showed some really good potential. He could be a great rim protector for them as well. And the way that the Warriors play, you know, he can fit in. And let's throw something into the equation, because I do it every time now, so the playoffs. Let's give Kevin Looney some props.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I mean, they crushed him on the offensive boards. They out-rebounded him this game on the road. I mean, Looney has been a very steady performer during the playoffs for the Warriors. And you need those kinds of hard hat guys. You need the role players. And he has played a very substantial role for the Golden State Warriors. And I'm looking forward to seeing them, because I will be out at the parade on Monday, and looking forward to seeing what, just to go up to him and to tell him that personally, because I respect the player who does those types of things. We had a lot of players like that on our championship team in 75, and the Warriors have that. And that's why they've won. You don't win without a bench.
Very true.
Awesome. And he didn't always start. He was happy he did. If he started, if he didn't start. Yeah, it's nice. Porter too. He did a nice job. He get a couple of big threes for them. They got a lot of talent. They really do have a lot of nice talent on this Warriors team right now. And it's going to be fun to see what happens with next season. But right now, they deserve all the compliments in the world. I just saw Smart come up here again. I'm going to tell you something. I hate the way I would love to have Smart as a teammate, but I hate watching him play. This guy gets away with freaking murder the way he plays.
Yeah, he does.
Even on one play, Steph, they said, oh, what a great drive by Steph. Yeah, but he got mauled to have to get by Smart. Smart comes up. You can't play defense. I'm the title to my own space. You can't come up. And even on out of bounds plays, he's up and he's leaning against and pushing against him, Steph all the time. I mean, he does so many things. He probably commits about 15 fouls a game, at least.
I mean, it is weird. It's weird. You're right. Steph never gets the calls. I saw him get hacked numerous times this game. He gets touched up. He gets grabbed. It is wild. Oh, by the way, Itchy95 writes that they just heard Andrew Wiggins is in the 150 points rebounds Warriors Finals Club, and he joins you from the 1967 NBA Finals and Wilt Chamberlain from the 1964 NBA Finals. So I guess in 67, Rick, you scored 100 points and grabbed 50 rebounds in your final series. Incredible.
He played terrifically. I mean, he really does. He was a major contributor to the team's success. I mean, I don't know if they would have won this series against Boston had it not been for that. And credit the Warriors' defense. They say defense wins championship, but only if you could outscore the opponent. But now the Warriors' defense stepped up against the best defensive team in the league. You see, in the playoffs, especially when the officials officiate games, which I don't even want to get into it because I'm just sick of watching some of the stuff that goes on here. But
no, you're absolutely right, sir. And just to finish up on Looney. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
But the Warriors stepped up defensively when they were down. That's what got them back in the game, because it provided opportunities for them to be able to score. And then they played their brand of basketball. And then, unfortunately, like we've spoken about throughout the series, they fall into these lapses where they just lose their focus and they stop playing Warriors brand basketball, which is pass, cut, move. I mean, and they start going too much of the one-on-one stuff. And for the Boston Celtics, I mean, man, they were their own worst enemy. They were so fortunate. They lost two home games in each of the last three series, I think, that they played.
Correct.
You can't be losing two home games, in a playoff series and expect to be champions of the world. And so the Warriors did what they needed to do. God bless them. And their defense ignited their offense, and their offense, again, was sporadic, but it was more efficient for a longer time than Boston was able to sustain. And hey, had it not been for Horford and Brown, they would have gotten totally blown out of this game. I mean, Horford, all of a sudden, what are you getting, knocking four threes or something to keep him in where the Warriors were looking like they're going to blow the game open? But again, we talked about it when I had that call with Billy Cunningham and I started watching. Brown, it's so true. Brown and Tatum are loose cannons when they start to dribble and do the stuff they do. They turn the ball over so frequently. 20-something turnovers again for Boston. 22, I think it was. And in critical times, you just can't do that. It kills you. You give the other team extra shots. And, you know, the Warriors got more three-point shots up than Boston did. And they shot about the same percentage. But, hey, if they get five more baskets from threes than you do shooting the same percentage, that's 15 points you got to make up somewhere. And then the way that game was played and as physical as that game was, I mean, did you see how few free throws were shot in this game?
It's crazy. You're right. Yeah, I think the Warriors had four or six.
Yeah,
I got it right here.
Ever shot? I mean, that, like one time, so this is only the third free throw in the second half for the Warriors. I think the Warriors only shot eight. Maybe it was 8 and 12.
It was eight. It ended up with being eight because of a late game free throws. But yeah, I think they had like two at the half, four at the end of the third. It was ridiculous.
Four at the end. Steph got. I mean, that were meaningless.
Yeah, exactly. But it's. I mean, look, they won. And Kevon Looney, by the way, just to cap his incredible night. Seven rebounds, slightly below what's expected from him, but six of those seven rebounds were offensive. Those were huge. I feel like I remember every single one of those offensive rebounds. It was absolutely incredible. Got to give some love. Yeah, go ahead.
Talking about Wiggins, another one. That left-hand tip that he made and knocked back in the basket during a time when the Warriors, that was another huge one. The Warriors came through and got huge baskets when they needed him. And that left-hand tip and then the three-pointer from the corner by Wiggins, I mean, he hit a lot of really big shots for them. And they did it, you know, with Clay having a really tough night. He took a lot of tough shots, I thought. A lot of really tough shots. He started
good. You're right. And then started struggling there.
They won. That's all that really matters. Because it doesn't matter what anybody else did. The thing is, the Golden State Warriors basketball team won this game and won the championship.
Incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Rick, when in your younger years, I don't know if you ever played video games, but there was one game in particular I loved. It was called NBA Jam. Do you remember that game?
Are you joking? In my younger days that I played video games? I came from the Stone Ages, okay? Give me a break. Video games? What are you, kidding?
Well, your younger years could be in your 40s or 50s. I don't know. Yeah. You know, like it's
true.
Relative.
40s would be the younger years. No, I didn't do any of that stuff. Hell, I mean, when I grew up as a kid, for God's sake, we had party lines where there were more than one family. It was on the same phone line and was all rolling. No cell phones. We didn't have anything. It was ridiculous. So,
fair enough. Well, for video game fans, I grew up with a game called NBA Jam, where like they had this call when players were on fire. It was called Boom Shakalaka, and it was just an incredible video game, and it's back. Arcade 1UP, the leader in at-home retro arcade games, is not only bringing the best game ever back, but they've made it bigger than ever with a, wait for it, a Shaq edition machine. That's right. And again, this is a company that makes a lot of other fun games like Golden Tee. I remember spending hours at a bar, probably days of my life at a bar in San Francisco where they had the actual arcade version with the wheel that you play. It's a fun golf game. This company makes a lot of phenomenal games. And they're giving away an NBA Jam Shaq edition to a Locked On listener. Enter for a chance to win a game console for your man cave at arcade1up.com/lockedon. That's arcade, the number one, up.com/lockedon. You've got till July 8th to enter to win NBA Jam Shaq edition console. Don't miss out. Enter today. Who are you going to play with?
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you for making Locked On Warriors your first listen. Rick, what's up?
Is there anything that Shaq's not doing these days?
I know, he's all over the place, right?
Actually, I'm actually in the process of trying to do something with Shaq, so that's hysterical.
Okay, let me ask you that. Let's bring that up in 1 second. I just got to do this read real quick. The first picks of the Ultimate NBA Mock Draft have been made. Search now for Ultimate NBA Mock Draft and get over 50 insiders, including the Odyssey Sports experts, the draft experts of the Locked On NBA Big Board, and more. The 5-episode Ultimate NBA Mock Draft is underway. Make Ultimate NBA Mock Draft your second listen today. You can follow NBA Hall of Famer Rick Barry on all social media platforms at Rick24Barry. What do you do with Shaq? So just to let people know as well, you worked with Shaq years ago when he played for the Los Angeles Lakers. They brought you in to coach him for free throws, and he just flat out rejected the idea of switching it up. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, I never worked with him. I offered to do it. He just didn't want to have anything to do with it. But that's fine.
Got
that's his choice. But hopefully what I'm working on now will come through. I think it'd be great. And hopefully it's going to be something that actually will help him in another level. So it's not something I could talk about at this stage. But
Sounds good.
I'm just, you know, I'm not listening because I'm doing the show with you. And I got, you know, Stephen A. Smith over here. I can only imagine what he's talking about. And I'd love to be able to hear it so that I could comment on it, but I'll just let it slide by.
Well, him and I don't know if you're following this, Rick, him and like Skip Bayless are in a little tiff right now, a public spat about whether or not Skip, I don't know. It's ridiculous. I don't even want to get into it, but yeah, they're just feuding publicly right now. And it's just comedy. Our boy, Skip Bayless, who joined us on the Rick Barry show some months ago. That's actually my pinned tweet. If you ever want to go check that out, you can follow me at Dog Surf Roadshow. Rick, let's real quick here. Let's just go to the stats just to read some. You talked about the heavy minutes that both teams played tonight. Draymond played 42. Wiggins played 44. Steph played 40. Klay 41. And on the Celtics side, the only two players that went over 40 were Jaylen Brown at 44, Tatum at 40. Al Horford, I don't know where this guy mustered the energy, but he had one hell of a game. 19 points, 14 rebounds, 4 for 5 from three. I feel like he almost single-handedly was the reason why the Celtics stayed in this game. But no. Stephen Curry, yeah.
He was. I mean, during that
yeah,
one,
it's
the Warriors where it looked like they're going to blow the game up. He made like his 4 3-pointers, 3 of them at least. He kept them in the damn game. I mean, he was unbelievable. And then the other guy, you know, was Brown. And once again, yeah. I mean, I'm going to tell you that for the rest of his life, Jason Tatum is going to have nightmares about this series and about
Ouch.
The quarter. He just did not play well. He's a hell of a player. Hopefully he's going to learn from this and, you know, and it'll help make him a better player because you learn from your mistakes in life. And Jason Tatum just did not have a great series. No question about it.
Yeah. Jaylen Brown did. I was actually very impressed with his performance, but you're absolutely right. Jason Tatum, you know, the Warriors had his number. There's no question there. And Stephen Curry and you know, his game 6 performance that ultimately earned him MVP. I think he won the MVP award after game 4, but in tonight's game, another just absolutely phenomenal performance. 6 for 11 from beyond the arc, finishes with 34 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds. In winning his first finals MVP trophy. Rick, I know you're not a big fan of like the whole rankings thing. But if you don't mind, entertain me for a second here. Indulge me, please, if you will, because, you know, people love talking about these top 10 rankings, right? And I now firmly believe that Stephen Curry is in the top 10 of the all-time players list. And I'm going to read you my top 10. I'm doing it off memory. I wrote this down some months ago. I feel like Stephen Curry bumped Shaquille O'Neal out. Speaking of Shaq, my top 10 in no particular order after number one. Number one to me is clearly Michael Jordan. I know you love ranking these based on positions, but again, just indulge me. The fans love hearing this kind of stuff. So I have Jordan there, obviously. Excuse me. Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, LeBron James, Bill Russell, did I say Will Chamberlain already? I can't remember if I said his name. Yeah, Will. So Wilt is in there. Jerry West is in there. Stephen Curry. And I feel like I'm missing one name that I can't remember. I don't know if it was Akeem Olajuwon. No, and Tim Duncan. Thank you. And Kobe Bryant. That makes the 10. Is that a good 10 for you? Did you like that list? Am I leaving anyone out? What are your thoughts?
I'll repeat it
if you want.
Well, no, you can name 10 players. Everybody can name 10 players.
Right.
Tons of players that you can add that you might want to be in there instead of somebody else. But my whole thing is that, and I just wish we would just get to this. Stop with this greatest of all time BS. by their era, when they played, who was the best during that era? Like you can say, first of all, you could say it was going to be Wilt Chamberlain was the greatest center. Now, Bill Russell had the most impact on his team winning championships, but he wasn't the greatest center. I mean, they're not taking away from Bill, but I'd love him a teammate. Yes, I'd have him as my power forward. But Wilt Chamberlain, skill-wise and talent-wise and all the things you can do, nobody can compare to him. Somebody just sent me a bunch of stuff with Wilt. It was just it's stupid. Do you know what he had? Do you know what his best rebounding game was? 55.
That's it. It's absurd.
55. One game.
The hold back on him, and actually, you know, we talked about that show Winning Time, which again, a lot of it is fictionalized. You know, the character portrayals are awful, but it is an entertaining show, just as long as you don't take it for fact. But there was one comment in there, like the actor who portrays Jerry West was talking, I think, to Magic Johnson. It was like some pep talk in the show. And he told Magic Johnson that every time Wilt and Bill Russell played in the NBA Finals, Bill Russell would take him out for these really nice dinners. And then he would own him on the basketball court. And the moral of the story was that Wilt needed to be liked by everyone. And that was more important to him than winning championships. And it's a reason why he only had two in his career. Any truth to that?
The reason he only had two is that he didn't have enough good players. When he had good players, he was unbelievable. Even at the end of his career, when he had a lot of really good players, he won championships. They had the record for the most consecutive wins and everything. I mean, Wilt also in the center position, he had 21 assists in one game. That's what
incredible. He's absurd.
Stupid. And so, like you say, if you pick by the eras and stuff, yeah, you're going to pick him. Shaq during his time was the best center. You know, Kareem during his time. I mean, you know, it's a situation where you can have some discussion during certain eras. There might have been some people that you can have some discussions about in each position. And that makes sense. But you can't compare them because, first of all, if we played, I'm talking about me and talking about some of these other guys that you talk about that were great players. If we played during this era in the last 20, let's say probably starting in the 80s, when the sophistication of the training changed, do you know how much better I would be if I played today? People say you couldn't play.
Oh, sure. I know. I mean, stronger. You didn't have a 3-point line, Rick. I mean, that alone.
I'd be so much better a player than I was back then. So you can't. It's not even fair to compare them because they have so much more available to them, the players today. We didn't eat. We ate the wrong things before games. We didn't have a dietitian. We didn't have a strength coach, an agility coach. I mean, so to have that discussion makes no sense whatsoever. And so if people want to go have the discussion, go ahead. But it's meaningless to me.
By the way, someone writes, G. Dodd writes, were you just interviewed live on Fox Sports?
On TV?
I don't know. Someone just wrote that right now. I think someone's just messing around. They're saying you wouldn't be wearing a white robe at this hour. Stop clowning, G. Dodd. Rick, what is your thoughts on the future? I think the Warriors are primed to... They could be three-peat. They could. I mean, I don't see anyone else taking this team down in the near future. I mean,
so
let's
hard.
Look ahead. Might as well before we wrap things up here.
Listen, Cyrus, I don't have a crystal ball. Like I told you, if I knew what was going, I told people I think the Warriors are going to win. I think they're a better team. They wound up winning, and that's great. This was such a bizarre series. There was nothing about it that was predictable at all because so many crazy things happened during the course of the series. And the best team won. I mean, that's the bottom line. The best team did win. As far as the future goes, God only knows what's going to happen. Who knows about injuries? You just don't know. You don't know who other teams are going to get, what's going to happen. The bottom line is they will be the defending champions next season. And someone to beat them is going to have to play really good basketball if everything stays perfectly and everybody's healthy and you go on, but there's too many variables, too many things that can take place. So to even think about that is nuts. And like I told you, I would never bet a nickel on an NBA basketball game.
I don't blame you, sir. It is called gambling for a reason.
That's right.
And again, I'm going to break down the future and a lot of future shows here. Again, this is a daily program. So plenty of time to talk about the upcoming years. Right now it's a celebration. Rick, you look like you're already celebrating. I want to, before we depart, Rick, you have a lot of exciting ventures going on. I want you to show some love to the companies that endorse you. But also I want to mention as well, on the show we do, The Rick Barry Show, that's going to be kind of rebranding itself. It's going to be focused entirely on you. The whole Warriors 24 thing, we're going to kind of get rid of that. We're also going to have t-shirts. We're going to have apparel. So make sure you're following Rick Barry at Rick24Barry. Make sure you're following me at DocSurfRocho, because we're in the process of getting t-shirts and hoodies for men and women. There's going to be a shirt that literally has your name and number on the back of it, kind of like a jersey with the city on the front. We got some cool stuff. A pool party t-shirt's going to come out. We got a shirt with Klay Thompson surfing with his dog Rocco. With this new venture, I think Canyon should have his own show, Rick. I don't see why not. If current players are having their own podcast, why can't Canyon? Not today. So that's going to be coming. So stay tuned for that. Rick, who's paying all of your bills currently? Who's actually, or at least giving you money and supporting you?
Right now, Ice Cube.
The big three. Yes.
Be coaching the big three. I'm very grateful for that. He's a really terrific guy. I really like him a lot, and I love what he's doing. And that's a lot of fun for me to be doing that. And then I'm involved in a myriad of businesses. I always promote MedicinaLeaf.com. 24 is the code to get stuff there in the cannabinoid world. And then Go Sleep.
Let's show that to people real quick. I'm going to go to the website and share it with people. Yeah. Because the products you endorse, they actually have tremendous value. They can help people. And anything like that. I mean, I feel like we have to show some love. So MedicinaLeaf endorses you, sir. This is their website. I'm going to click the I am over 21 button. Oh, I got to put an email address here. So I'll just put the show's email address. I'm over 21. And now I am in.
And 24 is the code if you want to get a nice discount. Great products. Again, I use them every single day. Same thing with ghostsleeves.com. And that's RB24 is the code there. I do some other things. I'm doing stuff. We're really working hard to do stuff for the military to help military out in the cannabinoid world with another company that I'm involved in. I mean, so yeah, I'm working really hard on a million different things. It's exciting, very exciting. Yeah. I really love getting involved in companies that are doing things to help people, that have products or services that actually can help and benefit people.
Absolutely right. And so if I wanted to, and here's a picture of you right here on the MedicinaLeaf site. And again, if I wanted to purchase something, the code is 24. Is that it? For a discount?
24 in there, you get a really nice discount. And if on the ghost sleeves, it's small RB24 to get the code with that. And we've got MedicinaLeaf has another great product on. In fact, actually, we joined forces with Aloe MD Plus, which has just been incredible. The players in the PPA love all of those products of MedicinaLeaf and Aloe MD Plus. And that's a lot of science behind that stuff, too. It was done actually in over a 12-year period of time. They did things to help women with breast cancer. And it's a pretty cool product. And, Aloe has been around forever. And now we have a great formulation. So, yeah, a lot of really cool things. Working on some more things. Trying to get something done with an amazing drink. And then another thing. It's nuts. I'm busier now than I've ever been in my life.
But that's saying something, man.
I'm very busy, but I love things. I'm blessed, and playing my pickleball, which I love, and trying to find time to be able to go freaking fly fishing. I haven't been fly fishing in such a long time, so that's been a little bit depressing. So other than that, life is great. Looking forward to seeing so many people there and getting back there for the parade, and getting the chance to congratulate.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad, Rick, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to shamelessly try to weasel my way in here. Do you have your own float? Do you have a car? I want to know that action. Can I kind of ride with you, or is it going to be too exclusive? Am I
limited to what's going to be done? In fact, I'm working hard so I can try to go ahead and get my son, his new wife, and my grandkids, Lauren and and Grant, to be able to go with me. They got to do it once before, and that was really kind of fun. So I'm looking forward to that. And
awesome. Seeing the fans. Love it.
More importantly, just congratulating, Joe and Peter and all the Bob and all the other people involved in the organization, and especially to tell the players how much I respect what they've accomplished.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I remember seeing you there for the first one. I went to the championship parade. Are they going to have it in San Francisco or Oakland? Have they made that determination yet?
I don't know. I don't know the timing and everything, but I do know that the plan was that if they won tonight, they would have it on Monday, because I think Monday's also a holiday. And then the other one is, but now it's Monday. That's everything I know. Unless they change it, that's everything that I've heard. And I'm sure they'll come out with a big announcement about that. And
I would imagine they'll have it in San Francisco because that's where they played this year.
Yeah, I just remember when they built Chase Center. I thought I saw an attribution from Joe Lacob saying that even though we're moving across the bay, if we win a title, we'll still have the parade in Oakland.
Really?
Maybe things change. I don't know. Or maybe I misheard it. I don't know. Jackson J, by the way, writes, Rick Barry, I was a high school senior in 1975 watching you and the Warriors defeat the Bulls and the Bullets. Wow. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who feel that way. So good stuff. Any final thoughts, sir, before you call it a night?
No, I just I'm just so happy, as they say, for this team and everybody involved with it, because they pulled off something that I don't think many people thought was going to be the case, and everything sort of fell in.
Absolutely.
I mean, it really did. You know, Phoenix was a team that seemed to cause them some problems, and Phoenix got knocked out. I mean, that's the nature of sports. That's what certainly happens. And they struggled. They looked like the start of the season was things are going to be great. Then it looked like, well, that was just a flash in the pan. And then they got their act together at the right time when they were coming, you know, at the end of the season and going into the playoffs. And that's what it takes. And you got to have some good fortune. And it's just great because, I mean, I'll always be a Warrior. I mean, I appreciate the opportunity that I was given to be a part of the organization and to help bring them their first championship. And it's been fun to watch what they've been doing. And everybody thought, the dynasty. Well, there's two other championships that they should have won. They got screwed when Draymond got suspended. That was one that they could have won.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And then
two injuries
to Clay and to KD. That's two more championships they could have. So for anybody not to say, this is a dynasty. The Warriors have had a dynasty run here. No question about it. And anybody that
– No question.
Anybody yep. agree with that doesn't know what the hell they're talking about.
How do you think Kevin Durant feels right now? Oh man, you know he's hurting. Yeah. You know he's hurting a little bit.
I don't understand.
His ego is bruised.
Yeah, well, not so much the ego, but the thing about it is, I don't know why he would want to leave that in the first place. But that's his choice. He made the choice. He's a great player. I love him. And I mean, can you even imagine what this team would be like if Kevin Durant was still a part of it?
That's what bothers me about this. They could have been the greatest team ever, like without even any question, given what they could have accomplished. And it's just. Yeah, ego, man. It's such a shame what ego does to so many people in this world. But you're right. It was his right. I just wish he would explain why he left. You know, I do feel like the Barry deserved that. But what are you going to do? Who cares? The Warriors are champions. Didn't need them. Stephen Curry's the finals MVP. This is a dynasty. Just like you said, it is incredible, Rick.
Appearance in the morning, so I got to go to sleep. But anyway, congratulations.
Go. We're done. Yeah, we're going. Good night.
Take care.
You too, sir. Thank you so much. And that is Hall of Famer Rick Barry joining me. And folks, the Warriors are 2022 world champions, their fourth world title in 8 years. It is just absolutely phenomenal. So what I'm going to do next year is I'm going to go join my buddy Larry Kruger as I've done this entire postseason. I mean, this is just wild. This is absolutely wild. This is absolutely wild. You know, it's baffling to me how few people saw the greatness in this team that I feel like everyone should have seen. I don't know why so many people missed the mark again, but I've always been critical of a lot of people who cover this sport and who work in sports in general, just for really not knowing what the hell they're talking about. But regardless, I'm glad I was able to inform you all and make assessments and give you some analysis that proved correct. Like I said, I've been covering the sport for a damn long time. You know, I have incredibly bright people I refer to get expert opinions that I can formulate my own opinions on. Rick Barry, who was just with us a moment ago, chief among them. You know, if there's one thing I'm going to tell you here, folks, is that this Warriors team is not going anywhere. This is just the start of what could be an unbelievable run, because I do not see Stephen Curry declining anytime soon. I mean, I could see another 2-3 years easy of him being at the peak of his powers. And the beauty of this whole roster is that as you start seeing Stephen Curry and as you start seeing Draymond Green as you start seeing Klay Thompson, who, by the way, I think is going to have a much better year next year. But eventually, you know, when you start seeing them decline as they dip into their late 30s, you're just going to see an emergence of Jordan Poole. You're going to see an emergence of Jonathan Kuminga. Moses Moody, I think I particularly have high regard for. I know Jonathan Kuminga's potential is much higher But Moses Moody is just such a reliable rock. I mean, he's steady. He's already figured a lot of things out, and he's just turned 20 years old. James Wiseman could still end up turning out to be just an absolutely phenomenal big man in this game and for the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors also have a first-round pick, the number 28 pick in the draft this year. And if they use that, I envision it's going to be on another big man. There's a player out of Auburn. I forgot his name. I was involved in a mock draft that I envision they'll likely pick up if other players that would actually prefer the Warriors getting are taken as expected. Yeah, and I'm seeing your House of Reason writing, the Warriors should try to draft Christian Coloco at number 28. I don't know who that is, in all honesty. I forgot the name of the guy from Auburn that I was really high on. Because the pattern for Warriors draft picks is almost always, I know this last year was a bit of an exception to that, but is almost always older players who have spent a few years in college, who have proven their mettle a little more. They don't like taking on projects that much. So I don't know if that means Damian Lee's days are done. I don't know if that means Juan Toscano-Anderson's days are done. I mean, I think everyone clearly loves these guys. A stupid child basketball guru writes, what decision the Warriors have with Wiggins? I think Wiggins will be a part of this team long term. I cannot see the Warriors now declining to offer him an extension. My guess is they're going to ask him to take a slight cut. But if he says no, my feeling is the Warriors will still go ahead and give him a max. Otto Porter Jr. is a more interesting one. I think with him, it's going to depend on how much money he wants. Originally, the plan was for the team to move on from Wiggins after this year or next year, but that plan has changed. And, you know, there is the issue of minute distribution when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, he's going to need to fit in there somewhere. And that's where Otto Porter Jr. might ultimately become a player who won't come back. I think it depends largely on how much money he's going to ask for. Gary Payne II, to me, it is pivotal that they re-sign him. And again, they have early bird rights on him. They can offer him a deal for 2 years, $20 million, up to 4 years, $40 million with early bird rights. They could also offer him the mid-level exception, but chances are they're going to have to offer him that longer deal using the early bird rights to entice him, given there will be interest from other teams to acquire him. But regardless, look, if there's one thing that we all should have learned by now is to trust Bob Myers, is to trust Steve Kerr, and whatever decisions they do make. And I'm seeing some people throw names like Zach LaVine or Donovan Mitchell. No, don't count on that. Christian Coloco is from the University of Arizona, 22 years old, like Wiseman. Like I said, I just haven't had time to do my research at all when it comes to scouting players at a college. I mean, when your team is having a world championship pursuit, your focus is largely on that. I will take some time soon to see what's out there, what could be available. And I'm going to bring on the show Kristen Peek, hopefully soon, with Yahoo Sports. She is brilliant when it comes to draft evaluations, when it comes to analyzing players coming out of high school or college. I hopefully will have her on to kind of break down who the Warriors should be pursuing. But that is going to mean a player will not come back. And again, most likely it'll be either Juan Toscano-Anderson or Damian Lee. But whatever, these are discussions for another day. I will be back tomorrow. Kylan Mills will be joining me for tomorrow's show. I'm going to go join Larry Kruger. Then I'm going to buy a bottle of champagne. I'm going to celebrate tonight. The Warriors did it, folks. It's crazy. And I sincerely thank you for coming with me on this ride. I mean, it's crazy. I certainly had a lot of doubters at the beginning of the season when I said the Warriors would win the world championship. I remember certain co-hosts of mine routinely casting doubt on a lot of things I said, and look who's right and look who's wrong there. And I sincerely thank you for rolling with me with all my predictions. I ended up just being one game off in the entire playoffs, and that was in the NBA Finals. But I do think if Gary Payne II was healthy for game one, the Warriors would have finished it in five and said they do it in six. Who cares? They're champions. Stephen Curry's the Finals MVP. Times are good, Dub Nation. Thank you, everyone. Oh, dude, I wish I could get a ring. That'd be awesome. I just wanted to roll with Rick on the float, man. I was not hesitating to ask him, but at the same time, I love Rick. He's such a straight shooter. He'll give it to you direct. And like I said, he's got a lot of family in the Bay Area that are going to be jumping on that float with him. But yeah, the parade's coming. We'll do a show tomorrow that'll have possibly more information there. And you're damn right. Oh yeah, I'm not Notre Dame. I just, you know, I've been blessed with a brain. You know, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I'm a professor for a reason. I'm an intellectually curious person. I like to use this thing, but I love basketball and I just study the game almost religiously. So I just think it's just mostly from analysis. And it's just mostly from careful observation, but I am not Notre Dame, but thank you, House of Reason. And yes, stupid child basketball guru, we are champions. God is able, right? I never stopped believing. You're correct. Absolutely. Anyways, thank you. Thank you, everyone. I'll be back tomorrow again with Kylan Mills. The Golden State Warriors are your 2022 world champions. Be safe out there tonight if you're celebrating. Try not to burn cars. Try not to loot. Try to be responsible. And yes, I'm now going to join the crew show to continue this on. And then hopefully my wife will forgive me for all my lunacy in the house of being so maniacal watching these Warriors games. I try not to let her see this side of me, but unfortunately every now and again it comes out. But the Warriors won. They're the world champions. They're one of the greatest teams in the history of this game. 4 world titles in 8 years. When you talk about the all-time dynasties, the 1960s Celtics, the 1980s Lakers, the Warriors have surpassed the 80s Celtics now. When you talk about the 1990s Bulls, when you talk about the 2000s and 2010 San Antonio Spurs, the Warriors are now in that conversation. And if they keep this going, they might be in a conversation all by themselves. They still have a little ways to go for that. But this is an elite team, folks. We all witness sports history with this NBA Finals series. We witness greatness, and it's just been an absolute pleasure. Thank you, everyone. And for those of you that are saying this, you're sad the season's over, it'll be back in no time. The offseason is going to be fun. We'll be breaking down again what the Warriors will be doing to continue the greatness. Things are looking up for them. Despite winning a world championship, how crazy is that? Klay Thompson's going to be better. All the super young players are going to be better. They just, for a lot of these players, just got world championship experience, which is one of the most important variables for an NBA player. Incredible. I am in awe. And it's hard to make me go in awe. It really is. This is a special team, this is a special group. I'm not going to cry. I'm just happy. Thank you, everyone. And we'll be back tomorrow. The Golden State Warriors, 2022 world champions.